Hello, my name is Jessica Sevick, and welcome to my poster presentation titled Evaluating Neuroimaging Sensitivities to Alterations in Structural Connectivity Following Mild Traumatic Brain Injury. Currently, diagnosis and prognosis of mild traumatic brain injury, or MTBI, is informed by subjective report or relatively coarse observer-based instrument. Though validated, these gross assessment scales lack sensitivity to MTBI and have minimal prognostic value in determining outcome. Therefore, it is imperative that new assessment methods be developed to provide a more thorough understanding of MTBI, thereby improving diagnosis and rehabilitation. Advanced MRI techniques, including diffusion tensor imaging, or DTI, and myelin water imaging, MWI, are commonly used to assess the white matter microstructural architecture in the brain, and as such are a promising option for utilization as a potential diagnostic biomarker. This study investigates the sensitivity of DTI and MWI to mild traumatic brain injury with the hypothesis that both modalities would be sensitive to MTBI. 51 subjects with MTBIs and 30 orthopedic trauma controls were recruited as part of a neuroimaging substudy to the Canadian Traumatic Brain Injury Project, or CAN-TBI. The subjects underwent multimodal imaging at 2 weeks and 6 months post-injury. The MTBI group was separated into two subgroups, one with normal day of injury CT scans or CT negative, and two with an abnormal day of injury CT scans or CT positive, which would indicate acute damage. Track-based spatial statistics, or TBSS, was used to compare the DTI metrics of fractional anisotropy, axial diffusivity, radial diffusivity, and mean diffusivity, as well as the MWI measure of myelin water fraction. Comparisons were made between the groups at the two time points as well as longitudinally within the groups. For the DTI analyses, several brain regions demonstrated a lower FA and higher RDE in the MTBI group relative to the trauma controls at both time points. There are no significant differences between the CT positive and CT negative groups, but both the CT positive and CT negative groups differed from the controls. There were no group or subgroup differences observed in the change occurring longitudinally between the time points for the DTI metrics. There were no statistically significant differences observed between any of the comparisons in the myelin water fraction. This suggests that DTI metrics are imaging biomarkers that are sensitive to MTBI, while MWI is not. Therefore, MWI requires further investigation and validation in order to be used as a diagnostic imaging tool for MTBI. I'd like to thank Drs. Panenka, Barr, and Lang for their support on this project, as well as Michaela Correa, Jake Stubbs, and Wayne Sue. Thank you for your time, and feel free to provide me with any feedback or suggestions.